88.9 WLRY, live online, WLRY.org. Connie Smith joining us with OSU Extension Fairfield County, and she's doing her little victory dance because Victory Garden Seeds are available.
Absolutely. This is a partnership, Mike, between OSU Extension and the Ohio Department of Agriculture. This is the third year of the Ohio Victory Garden Program, and it is the effort to get people out in the garden, get them planting, get them growing a little bit of their own food. We actually have seed sample kits available. They have lettuce, carrots, sunflowers, and cucumbers. And all you have to do is stop by OSU Extension in Fairfield County and pick those up. Our office hours are 7:30 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And we will have those for you, you know, just stop in the office. We're in Suite D in the Fairfield County Ag Center, located at 831 College Avenue. The other thing I would encourage you to do is, if you don't have one yet, the Master Gardeners are once again selling soil thermometers, and we are selling those at a cost of $10. So that really helps you know what your soil temperature is and the success for seed germination. So a lot of the cold crops that we're talking about that maybe you might have gotten in the garden by now are your lettuces, your spinach, your peas, maybe some beets in the garden. And so those take about 55 degree soil temperature. Be sure you're not planting in wet soils, because when you want those seeds to germinate, you want them to be able to grow a decent root system to support the plant growth you're asking them for. So, you know, I think this week probably a lot of people got a little bit of garden planted just because of we had, you know, 3 or 4 days of really, really uncontrollable hot temperatures, and it should have dried the soil out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I want people to think about is trying something new, trying something a little different in their garden. Maybe you're sitting here listening and you're thinking, golly, she's talking about planting beets. I don't even like beets, which... Okay, you don't have to like them, but how many of you buy a salad mix in the store and you maybe do or do not read the label, whether you know it or not? The red vein leaf in your salad mix is actually beet tops. So I typically just grow a few beets just for the tops, although I really, really like beets. But I really find that... you know, they're a crop that you can plant right now, and then they're a crop that you can plant into the fall, and they'll take a little frost. I have a couple master gardeners who do a lot of prefer fall gardening over spring gardening, because fall gardening doesn't have to compete with the hot, hot temperatures of summer, and sometimes some of those crops are just a little sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something I've never done before. We had a class at Master Gardeners last week about talking about trying to extend your growing season into the fall, and our master gardener Keith Eichhorn suggested you buy like Brussels sprout seeds, cauliflower seeds, and broccoli seeds, and plant them in your garden in July and August, and when those start to come up and make a viable plant, then you can replant them in the area in the garden that you want to plant them. And I'll be really honest, I've never done that because I've always just tried to find the plant. I always thought those were hard seeds to start. I just didn't think that I could do that. But I actually have purchased some seeds, and I'm going to try that, like late July, early August, plant those crops to see. They'll take a light frost. And he was telling our gardeners that he's actually been able to harvest some of those vegetables and enjoy them at Thanksgiving just because of the way our weather is changing. You know, it seems like our falls and our winters just become milder and milder. So just a neat little experiment available. You might think about that. Just try that. Try something new.
You know, we used to have beets a lot at home when I was growing up, but I must say I've never said, boy, I wish I had some beets. I don't miss them, but there are people that like beets, and that's interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love them. I used to think it was, you know, when I was growing up, pickled beets and eggs were like the Easter standard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My grandma always made pickled beets and eggs, and you know, that was just, and you might eat them for a while, but I'm finding myself as an adult, there are times that I will just buy beets and eat them and then make a few pickled eggs. And Stan and I both really enjoy those, and I guess it kind of shows our age, but yeah, that's, but I never thought about it. I really do enjoy growing them in my garden, and I pick the tops just like I do lettuce.
Yeah.
They're a little bit sweeter, like if you're making a salad, they're just a little sweeter, and I think it's just something that you don't have to plan a lot, you know, but just plan enough to make you think about, you know, I can harvest this right along with the lettuce that I'm planting. So,
yeah,
stop by, get those Victory Garden seeds, lettuce, carrots, and sunflowers, and cucumbers. You could plant everything but the sunflowers and cucumbers now because they really want that soil to be a little bit warmer. And, you know, our good friend Aaron Wilson had been talking all last week that he thought we were going to get a really hard freeze this coming weekend and it was going to get really cold. And that model has changed a little bit, and he's not predicting so much of a hard freeze in the next few weeks ahead. So, you know, you could at least get lettuce, carrots, spinach, beets, probably broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower because they will take a little bit of the frost.
Okay.
Do not call me and say, is it time to plant my tomatoes? Because I might laugh at you or I might say, what are you thinking? Do not plant them until Memorial Day. When you're mulching on Memorial Day weekend or the first weekend in June, then you can plant your tomatoes. We have had people calling us already wanting to plant tomatoes.
Of course.
We had two gentlemen who we know had bought soil thermometers, and they went home, tested their ground, and they knew that it was time to plant tomatoes. And we said, No,
just don't. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go on a little tangent with you, which I've been known to do. We just ate off the Schmidt's sausage truck not too long ago, and for the first time, I experienced red cabbage. What do you know? Have you ever had red cabbage? It's really good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know what? When I eat off the Schmidt's truck, I don't care about the what is that called?
Bahama kind of Mama?
Yeah. I love the sides. I think the red cabbage is to die for.
And the it's German the potato best. Salad, yeah.
I always say, when we do that, I say, Stan, just get extra sides for me.
Yeah.
But the sides are just great compared to everything else. And you know what's really cool? We did not realize it, Mike, until we were at Beef Expo 3 weeks ago, I guess, 4 weeks ago. Schmidt's is now the caterer or the vendor at all of the state fair food sites.
Okay.
So, like, when you go in the Coliseum or you go in the little restaurant at the state fair, you get the opportunity to get a Schmidt's cream puff.
Yeah, well, and another local connection there, I believe Bauer and Sons out of Millersport still produces the cream for the Schmidt's cream puff. So,
oh, I didn't know that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We did not realize we had been so used. I think it was Cox that was before, and they were fine, you know, but, who doesn't love to, I don't know, Schmidt's is such a Columbus area tradition.
It's iconic,
really is. Hard not to support, you know what I mean? But so good stuff, you know. But try that, you know, the red cabbage is great. Try to think outside the box. And whatever you decide to plant, plant it, you know, not a lot, just so you enjoy it. Here's something that I did last week. I was doing a little class with my son, Evan, for an Earth Day event. And we did something really cool. We did a pot, an edible pot. And what we did there was I took half of the pot and I bought some already planted, like lettuce and spinach. Now I would never, ever do that, but this was a Zoom presentation that we were doing. And I bought some that was already up and growing, and then I added some little violas and pansies to the pot. And I said, you know, you can take these violas and you can take the pansies, and they're edible flowers that you can plant in the pot. The other half of the pot, I wanted to demonstrate to this group that we were presenting to how easy it is to grow lettuce and spinach. So I just put some seedlings in there just so these folks, and these are probably folks that have never really gardened or only have the ability to garden on a patio. And so now I'm asking them to check the pots if they started, because the lettuce and spinach that I planted is starting to come back up. So currently I'm harvesting from purchased lettuce and spinach plants, but I have plants starting to come back up in the pot, so I will extend my season. And then let's say I'm going to take a salad to a potluck, or I'm going to take something to work one day. I'm going to pick some violas and pansies and throw in there and let folks taste those, just because it's just fun and pretty. Mm-hmm. So not every pot you plant has to be flowers. In fact, I'm going to tell you this, Mike. I started this pot, and I have it on my deck, and I have it beside my grill. So I know when I get done, you know, harvesting lettuce and spinach, which will be probably the end of May, I'm going to go back and I'm going to put some herbs in there that I know we'll use and cut, you know, and just use on the grill.
Yeah,
good stuff. So, I mean, easy ways to think about things. I mean, right now, I wouldn't tell you to buy a lot of herbs to put, like, in the garden yet, because we still got, you know, we could still get some really cold temperatures. So this lettuce and spinach is going to be okay. The pansies or violas are going to be just fine. But I'm thinking, like, after that, I'm going to recycle. I'm going to pull all that, those annual vegetables out. I may leave the violas and pansies in there. I don't think they'll survive on my deck because it gets too hot. But I'm going to put some herbs in there that we can just, you know, I'll just keep an old kitchen knife out there and we'll just cut them off and throw them on the grill with whatever we're cooking. Yep, good stuff.
Well, talking about grilling, kind of working off of our format here, but Grill Smart's coming up.
Absolutely. June 27th is two sessions of Grill Smart at the Fairfield County Ag Center, and that starts 10:30 is the first session, and the second session is at 4 p.m. It's with our really, really good friend and beef extension specialist, Mr. Garth Ruff, and he just has this. He won the Meat Science Barbecue class. Weber Grills comes in, and they evaluate the Meat Science kiddos about how their grilling technique, and I believe it used to be they used to have to prepare like a salad and a meat and a dessert all on the grill. And so Garth, I know in his days at Ohio State, did it, in fact, win that class. And so he's always been very passionate about grilling. And so we're going to learn about grilling with charcoal, grilling with gas, but we're also going to learn a lot about what cuts of meat are best for the grill, the thicknesses that are good for the grill. And then we're also, one more time, we're going to talk about the importance of thermometers, you know, and I don't know how many people, it's really interesting to me, every time we do this class, we always provide thermometers. That's part of the $30 registration fee, and people just don't cook with thermometers. They cook with their eyes, you know, and if it looks good and done to them, well, then it's good and done, but chances are it might be a little tough. So we're doing two sessions of that on June 27th. Please register. go.osu.edu. That's the local to register. I was going to wait and not share this week, but I think I should share it.
Top
secret information.
Okay.
On the 28th of June, which is Friday, we're actually going to do a Grill Smart class for kids.
Wow. Okay. Grill Smart Junior.
Yeah, for kiddos.
Yeah.
And we're doing it. We're targeting it kind of towards all those kids that are taking the MQP projects or the Muscle Quality Performance projects. And one of the things we're toying with is asking them to bring something out of their freezer to cook. Now, you know, with the adult Grill Smart class on June 27th, all of the meat will be provided. So, and one thing that always shocks me when we do this is we grill turkey tenderloins. And, you know, I'm just the girl that thinks that turkey is for Thanksgiving. No other time of the year. You know, I'm just not a turkey person. And this initial program was started with grant dollars from some of the local commodity groups, Beef Council, the Poultry Board, the Pork Board. And one of the requests of the Poultry Council was, don't grill chicken breasts. We want you to grill turkey tenderloins. Thank you, Mike, for that.
Right on cue. Right on cue.
When we're on air. Anyway, they wanted to promote turkey year round. You know, so how cool is that? That, you know, and really, I'll tell you, I really like the taste of the turkey tenderloins on like a gas grill. And don't think you're going to sign up for these classes thinking, oh, I'm going to get the secret seasoning ingredient. Because there's no secret to what Garth uses. Sometimes we use a little bit of olive oil or a little bit of oil to get things started. But the biggest secrets we use are salt, pepper, and a little bit of garlic salt. And maybe onion powder, but that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing,
well, yeah.
Yeah, nothing fancy.
Well, here's the deal with the Grill Smart classes, though. They're only open to 16 participants each. I don't know about the junior class, but the adult class. So that's why we're telling you about it now. You need to pre-register for this.
Yeah, because I'll be really honest with you. We've already got 5 participants.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And yeah. And so the reason, and, you know, here's the thing. Grab a friend and do this, or grab, you know, a family member and do this, because I don't think I shared this, Mike, but you get to eat what you cook, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really cool that you get to, that's why the class is $30, because we got to, you know, buy all the meat and all that stuff. But you get to eat what you cook.
Fed. And then
you get to learn. Hey, let me ask you this. Are you a grill flipper? Do you flip your food all the time?
Probably more than necessary, yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing you learn in this class.
Yeah.
About multiple flips is not always the best. So.
I've gotten a little better about that because I've learned, you know, I'm not so far along that I'm using a thermometer, but I am gauging how much time I have, like the burger on each side or that sort of thing, and trying to minimize my flips. Yeah.
You know what, my friend, we're going to change your hat. We're going to get you, we're going to buy an extra thermometer and present it just to you. Okay. Just so we can help you learn to cook a better, delightful meal for you and Mrs. O'Reilly.
Well, how do people get registered for this, Connie?
Oh, go.osu.edu, FC Local. It's part of the local foods tour that we do every year. Or call our office, 740-653-5419. You know, the cost is $30, so we're probably going to ask you to stop in and make that payment. Or go, I don't know if they've got a payment link hooked up with this FC Local yet or not, but anyway, and the only reason we're asking you to get payment in early is so, you know, we have confirmed reservations when we go out and start buying all this meat and the supplies we need.
All right, very good. Connie Smith, OSU Extension, Fairfield County. Lots of great stuff there. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Perfect.